Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 6th of June, recording at 9:13 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on this week, as this is the big picture, long-term outlook for the various asset classes. And frankly, all the fireworks were in the last 2 days of the week. It was actually rather quiet before then. And you know what happened yesterday. We had a number of dynamics on the charts. We had Wall Street closing with really quite good gains. We had the dollar dropping quite sharply, key day reversal there. Euro upside key day reversal against the dollar. I was talking about a downside key day reversal earlier before mentioning the euro by the US dollar index. We had a strong action breakouts by the grain and grain bean complex, breakouts from either trading ranges or, in the case of corn, a breakout to a new high. So a lot of dynamic activity yesterday, and then today we had some follow through and also a reversal, the dramatic reversal first. Wall Street got hammered in here today, closing down over 3% on the Dow and also the S&P index, and almost 3% on the NASDAQ Composite Index. The U.S. dollar index had a major downside follow-through today. It was quite weak, down to 72.37. That's punched the euro up to 157.74. To put you in the picture. And we had precious metals very strong in here today. Gold is currently in after hours trading at 901.45. That's up over $24 on the day. But we had some follow through from the grain and bean complex, although they closed well off their highs. But the real drama was in the crude oil price, and that was just moving quietly higher initially, and was pretty much unchanged, slightly steady initially, but then started to move up and gathered pace as the day progressed. Was up over $11 at one stage, crude hitting a new all-time high at 139.12. Currently lost, showing at 137.94, so nearly $138, and up over 10 as I speak. Okay, well, that of course is the main factor here behind the weakness on stock markets. European stock markets closed sharply lower, and Asian stock markets, while they predictably opened steadily following the action that we saw on Wall Street last night, that those gains were pared back as the oil move appeared to get the upper hand psychologically. Okay, so what's going on here overall? And I think there's no doubt that oil is the big headwind here right now. Yes, we still have problems with the Western banking sector. That's a headwind for stock markets, but they had made good progress against that background, but more on that in a moment. That was the and related to that was the global economic slowdown, such as it is, and the outlook for lower corporate profits had been a headwind for stock markets. But oil really is the big one that alarmed people in here today. Now, if you take global stock markets in terms of the technical action, we had those important retests of the January lows in mid-March. And then following those mid-March lows, most global stock markets staged a good orderly ranging recovery, not insignificant recovery, carrying right into mid-May. And then they began to lose form in what I described as looking like a reaction. And as we stand today, that reaction still continues. Now, markets are very different. We've got the MENA group, the Middle East and North African markets have been outperforming the resources markets led by Brazil have been and Canada have been outperforming, whereas others had been in very much in trading ranges. The European indices, the Dow, the S&P, pushed up above their February rally highs and some lateral resistance from those levels back in the earlier part of May, but have not been able to maintain those moves. So we're falling back within those trading ranges for in Europe and the US. I felt yesterday, following the upside dynamic on Wall Street, that the leash effect, the Wall Street leash effect, had reversed from being mildly negative to mildly positive, but it's gone back into negative, and all because of this oil price move in here today. So let's talk about that first. I don't think we can resume the stock market rally until we see oil come off a high. And you saw that, actually. You saw stock markets. Remember when oil rallied up to the $135 level, and that triggered the what I referred to as the reaction in global stock markets. And then oil came back over $10 with the help of a fair amount of jawboning. Never broke the important $120 level that Owen and I have referred to on a number of occasions, but got down to 121 something yesterday before turning around and moving up $6, and then of course promptly adding another $11 in here today. So that's the main influence, and until we see weaker oil prices, I think stock markets are going to really remain under pressure, and that would cause them to move further down into their overall trading ranges. Now, there's a fair amount of underlying trading on most of the major indices to help to cushion this downward move. I suspect there will be some statements coming out of Washington over the weekend from the Treasury, at least, and possibly the Fed. I suspect there will be some discussion among governments regarding the oil price. Incidentally, in terms of a catalyst in here today, you might think there'd be some big dramatic news, but there wasn't. On the news wires, people are saying, well, there was a little bit of tension in the Middle East with Israel making some comment about Iran, and then there was, I think, was it Morgan Stanley or JP Morgan? So some analyst had come out with a bullish forecast on the price of oil, but we've heard all that before here. So this is a bit bizarre here, but certainly we had some fairly panicky buying in the markets today, and I suspect that included some short covering overall. But bottom line here, I think stock markets will remain under pressure until we get some respite on the oil front. The move up in oil prices, a surge like this is unsustainable beyond the short term, but once again, until that $120 level is taken out, we won't be able to say that we have at least a medium-term peak. All we've seen so far have been short-term peaks, consolidations, step sequence, in terms of using TCS descriptions of these patterns, one trading range above another, in other words, but some steepening over overall in that trend. Now, so I don't think the oil run like this can carry on much further, but more importantly, it isn't over. We need a break of that $120 level. Until that happens, expect further pressure on stock markets. Now, further pressure on stock markets would also tend to firm global bond markets, and they've been quite weak recently, but we see a firmer tone in the European bonds and the US Treasuries. Long Treasuries are they've reversed yesterday's decline, as the Treasury futures, that is. So they're up over a point here today, having been down over a point yesterday. The US dollar is important as well. That had the downside key day reversal on the dollar index, as I mentioned in the beginning, and the euro had the upside key day reversal against the US currency. So you might remember earlier in the week, I think it was on Wednesday, I described the dollar's rally as on stilts rather than being, rather than having any real sort of foundation underneath it. And it certainly has capped the upside on the US dollar index just below that 75 level. And the speed with which it's come down is going to be a little bit unnerving, to put it mildly, for anybody who was contemplating buying the dollar. I maintain that the dollar is still vulnerable, and there's no reason really why anybody should go out and or should want to go out and accumulate dollars. I've said this before, the creditor nations hold too many dollars. The interest rate isn't that attractive, that's for sure. It's negative against most other currencies, including the euro. Interest rate, short-term interest rate differentials. And the main thing is the world's awash with dollars. So this is probably going to end in at least a test of the lower side of the dollar's range. And the trader mentality and trading, short-term forex trading, is a very, very big business. But with people talking about the possibility of a dollar breakout on the upside, having seen it fail, having seen the dollar index fail at the higher side of its small range and fail quite spectacularly with that key, they'll say, well, if it can't go up, it'll go down, and immediately set their sights on a test of the lower side of the range. So that's what I envisage here short term. Now, other stories. There are plenty of big stories in here, and problems are coming aplenty in here with the surging oil price and the resurgence of activity in the grain and bean complex. Now, that is weather related. And unusually, we have had very, very wet, rainy, cold conditions in the US corn and soybean growing regions. I say very unusual, because this looks like being, well, I my contact, I've mentioned this yesterday, saying that we had seen at least the second worst planting and emergence environment for many years, and it might actually turn out to be the worst of all, because the situation is not yet resolved. So commodity inflation, really coming mainly from food and energy, has been, as you know, a major worry for a number of weeks right now. And the due to this active nature We're seeing the problem exacerbated now, and this has pushed the corn market up to new high ground. Soybeans are quite strong. Wheat has steadied after a big correction. The wheat is not the main issue here. It's corn and soybeans, and really some of the reports coming in suggest that many of the or sort of a portion of that soybean acreage is really a write-off, which that's obviously not good for future crop yields. And it's we're reaching the point where it's I'm getting a bit late to attempt to replant those soybeans, and the fields are too wet anyway. So this is a bit of a short-term problem in here as well. So plenty more bad news towards the end of this week than good news, and markets, stock markets will have to deal with that as well. So this is a time when it's best to keep try to keep calm, keep a low, lowish profile in the markets. Some of you may have increased or still hold a precious metal hedge. That's a good idea in this environment. And in terms of stock markets, I think we're going to get more of the same, more of this sort of choppy action that we have seen for a while. And I think that's pretty much it here for another week, and quite a dramatic one as well. Meanwhile, let's all try to relax and have an enjoyable weekend. That's what I intend to do, and I hope you're able to do so as well. All the best.